Park City High School junior Daniel Bernhardt applied for the position this fall and recently learned of his appointment. He said he wasn't entirely sure why he wanted to represent fellow students at the State Board of Education until he attended his first meeting. He said they'll meet about every 3 months. He believes mental health and students with disabilities are two areas where Utah school districts can improve.
And I actually still can't exactly remember what my answer was. Because I had so many ideas ping-ponging around in my head, but I think I chose mental health, so mental health of students. Well, me personally, I have a degenerative eye disease called Stargardt. It pretty much just means that I'm losing my central vision. I'm legally blind, and I have an IEP, and I just feel as though, you know, I think it's pretty good in Park City, but a lot of the students with IEPs or blindness aren't always in the greatest situation in other school districts around Utah. I just felt as though students with IEPs needed more representation.
Bernhardt hopes their ideas will be taken seriously and changes will be made.
The people who are running it, I think, are passionate about it. I think they really believe it'll work. But I couldn't speak for the higher-ups. I don't know if they'll use any of our ideas that we pitch or even listen to them. But I guess time will tell. I'm not sure yet. You know, this is the first thing ever like this in Utah. We decided we were going to establish several committees. School safety was a big concern. Definitely representation for race and sexual orientation. Finally, probably standardized testing. I think it was more like a reworking standardized testing because I think a lot of people right now are really unhappy with standardized testing.
He said it will be difficult to make real changes in certain areas.
The focus on standardized testing is going to be really hard to affect change just because that's so cemented into a part of school's agenda. For some of the other things, such as safety and representation for groups of students, I think that will be easier to affect change in. I don't know whether or not we'll see it boil down to a district level or a state level. I'm not sure.
Bernhardt hopes to gather input from his peers and bring it to the Utah Board of Education Student Advisory Board meeting, which is scheduled for January. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.